Each Wednesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District. Mayor Maurice Collison joins us as always. How are we doing, mate?
Good, Andrew. A little bit cold around the edges, but that's winter.
Definitely so. So the FOGO bins, they're not too far away.
No, I think you'll find that bins will be starting to get around the households very, very shortly, and that will kick off on the 1st of July. So, yeah, residents need to find out how they're going to do and what food to go in each bin. And we're certainly going to get some backlash on this, but I think the majority of the people are quite happy to support.
I think you're pretty much in line with all of the other councils now, with a green bin that you can put green waste into, as opposed to tossing everything into the red bin and then got to find landfill for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to be in a position in years to come. We're going to have to do this through the powers that be. And I think what I can understand is more people are more concerned of the red bin, which is only going to be collected every second week. Mm. But all we can do is trial this. I mean, we're in line with most of other councils in the state. So, here we come, and the 1st of July is the date.
Fair enough. People struggle with change, but eventually we get used to everything. Now, changes are coming to Kelly Street.
Yeah, this has been a long, long time in the waiting. So Transport for New South Wales, the road upgrade on Kelly Street. Going from Tuesday the 14th of June, not far away. So some letters will be going out, I think maybe even today, to people around the affected areas. And look, this is going to be, this again, we're going to get some backlash on this interference with businesses, etc. But we can't drink about it. So there's going to be some saw cutting and removal of concrete slabs. That work's going to take place at 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. from Sunday till Thursday night. So the interruptions will be mainly nighttime, but there's going to be some noise.
How long do you expect it to go for, or are they even suggesting it might go for?
I think that part of it's expected to be completed by mid-September.
Right, okay. So,
with weather permitting, of course.
Yeah. So a little ways to go, but it all starts on the 14th.
Yeah, just bear with us. It's going to be great when it's finished. And that's just the way. If we want a new street, we've just got to put ourselves out a bit.
I can't wait to see what it looks like when it's finished. Now, finally, this has been a subject that's been boiling a bit recently, is the discussion of the higher fees for the sporting fields in Upper Hunter Shire Council. A lot of people have put their submissions in, as had been requested. What's the process from this point, Maurice?
Well, council will now look at those. We'll sit down as a council and look at those submissions around the table, and we'll go through them all and put them on the, like, comparisons, and that will go to council at the end of June for the passing of that. But we'll be looking at it very, very closely and going through all those submissions. I think there's a little bit of confusion around the reading of some of the fees and charges, but we're certainly looking at it.
All right, so
nothing's in concrete.
All right, so 140-something submissions. You guys are going to go through each and every one of them, and then the response will come back after the council meeting at the end of this month.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, some people might have put 40 in on behalf of the one organisation.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll certainly be going through them, and, we'll work through and try and do our best.
It certainly is a very important point for a lot of the sporting clubs, and I'm sure we'll wait with bated breath to find out how things pan out. So, Maurice, for thank a first responder today, you want to say big thanks?
Look, so important, Andrew. How lucky we are to have all those first responders. You know, when the floods, the bushfires and everything else is on there. So a very, very big thank you on behalf of the Upper Hunter Shire Council and the residents for a great job, and we certainly appreciate everything you do.
Maurice Collison, as always, thank you very much for the update. We'll catch you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew.